This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Welcome, and we want to go into this very slowly and very carefully, because with me on the line here in just a moment from New Jersey is Don Cutter. Don lost his wife Mary in the World Trade Center attack, and we're going to try on our program today to put together some money, some fund. I understand that he has a daughter who he is now raising alone, and let me bring Don on. I know that you were reluctant to come on the program, Don. Chris Pelton, our screener, took your phone call, and you're calling. Tell us a little bit about what you've experienced this last couple of months.
Well, thank you for having me on your program.
Certainly.
I just sort of been in shock, I guess, more than anything. I love my wife very much.
Where did she, was she working in the World Trade Center?
Yes, she was.
What did she do there?
She was a stockbroker. She worked in the stock market.
She was a stockbroker?
Yes, sir.
What was the company that she worked for?
I think it's Smith Company.
I just wondered if it was Cantor. It wasn't Cantor Fitzgerald.
Yes, that was it. Yeah.
Good Lord, and you have a daughter. What is your daughter's name?
Her name is Alice.
And how old is she?
She's 8.
She's 8 years old, and you are raising your daughter.
Yes, sir. I'm left to raise my daughter by myself because since my wife has passed on, she isn't there to, you know, help me raise her. So it's just me, as opposed to when she was alive, there were two of us, obviously. And she was the love of my life.
How long were you married?
How long was I married?
How long were you married to your wife, Mary?
We were married for 10 years.
For 10 years, and your wife died. I'm very sorry to hear that, Don. What we want to do is maybe have people call in, and if they want to donate some money to you and your wife, I mean, your wife is gone, but to you and your daughter.
Well,
would that be all right? I mean,
I would never have been one to take charity, but things are so difficult for me.
And your daughter, I forgot her name again. What is it?
My wife's name is Mary.
No, what was the name of your daughter?
My daughter's name is Carol.
Okay, and so this child has no mother, and what you're hoping to... Did your wife have insurance? There's been so many insurance claims relative to the World Trade Center. Have you been in touch with other families who lost people in the World Trade Center?
A couple of them called, but not too many. I mean, I didn't get too many phone numbers from people.
I mean, isn't there some grouping of people at the World Trade Center families who are getting together and trying to help each other? And have you been in touch with the Red Cross?
Well, see, that's what I was going to tell you. I read on the news today the Red Cross is supposed to give the money out, and I do want to get some of that money, but I can't.
Because you're entitled to some of that, aren't you?
I am, but I have to leave town because I'm taking a job in another... I'll probably be going to another country.
You're moving to another country with your daughter?
Yes, sir.
What about your wife's... So you need the money now?
I kind of need it now, yeah. Yeah, the Red Cross is not going to work out. I mean, they're good, you know.
Okay, I tell you what, we're going to have people maybe call in and contribute money.
Well, that'd be great. I mean, I have an address if you want. I don't know if it'll do any good, but...
You have... What is this?
This is my home address.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, this is hard for me to do because I've never asked for money before in my life.
I understand that, sir, but it's better that it goes directly to you.
It's 610.
610.
South Ardmore Avenue.
610 South Ardmore Avenue.
Los Angeles.
Okay, now you live in New Jersey, right?
Yeah, I live in New Jersey, but that's where we lived before my wife got her job in New York as a stockbroker.
Why are you having people mail it to your old address? You don't live there anymore?
I get some mail there. I get mail there.
You're still picking up mail at your old address?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, for your daughter, Carol, right?
Right. That's actually the address that I gave you is my mother's house.
That's your mom's house?
Yes, sir, that is.
And your daughter, Carol, who is, you said that...
She's 12.
12 years old. This is a time, I imagine, when a girl needs her mother the most.
Oh, you said it. You really said it. This is a time she needs her mother the most now. I mean, I can't say any more than you just said it, Mr. Henry. She needs your mother the most.
Okay, so give me that address again.
Yes, sir. It's my address?
Yes.
610 South...
But did you say this is your mother's?
No, that's right. This is my mother's address. 610 South Ardmore Avenue, Los Angeles.
South Ardmore Avenue, Los Angeles.
That's where I lived with my mother and my wife and my daughter.
And your daughter there?
Yes, sir.
Let me talk to Tina. Tina calling in. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show, Tina.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, Don. I'm terribly sorry for your loss, but I have a quick question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a little bit confused because first Ellis was 8 years old, and then now you have another daughter by the name of Carol that's 12.
Yes, ma'am.
So you have two children?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you...
I thought you said you only had one daughter.
No, I have two.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
You do? And
yes.
You were married 10 years, so they're both Mary's children?
Yes, of course. You have to understand, I'm very upset. I lost my wife. I don't know if you've ever lost, a husband or anything.
I have,
I think about their children. Their children are crying themselves to sleep every night.
Right.
Okay, but you never mentioned, and understand, Don, that we want to help you, okay?
I understand.
But we just want to, you have two daughters.
Yeah, I do. I have two daughters.
I'm just always, because there's so many people out there, I mean...
Oh, God.
They always... We do want to help you, but...
Thank you.
I just wanted to go and clarify that, because people always ask for something. And I mean, the story just didn't match
you mentioned...
Well, I don't understand.
Well, you mentioned, and Don...
All I want is to help my daughters. I don't understand what you people are saying to me. I mean...
We're not saying anything, man. We just...
I just wanted to clarify, and
I mean,
I've
been through enough pain. I've been through enough pain, okay? I don't need anybody calling me a liar.
No, sir, nobody's calling you
no.
a liar. No one's saying that, sir, okay?
All right, well...
I'm sorry that I even questioned that, but I wanted to set it right in my mind.
Are you a mother? Are you a mother?
I sure am,
then
and I'm a great mother, and my son's birthday is today.
Oh, God bless him. And I just...
Yes.
I'm sure you know what it is to just want to put milk into your baby's mouths. The children need milk. I just want money for milk for the children.
I understand, but you know what? I'm going to tell you this. I'm not from around here, and I had hard times myself.
Yes, ma'am.
And all my family lives in a foreign country,
Tina, you know what's sad about it? My wife was just visiting New York that day because she was there to visit her sister, and she wanted to go see the World Trade Center. And
I understand.
I said, please do.
Oh, hold now, if you could just... I thought you said your wife worked in New York.
Yes, sir. Yeah, she does.
As a stockbroker.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's...
I mean,
I don't understand. You say she was visiting New York.
She had left her job as a stockbroker and came back to visit a girlfriend there.
Well, look, you take care, and good luck to you.
Are you going to donate any money, or are you just calling in to insult me?
Let me
She's not insulting you.
It sounds like you called in just to insult me.
Well, wait, hold on.
I was not going to insult you. I wanted to set it straight in my mind.
I just want to get things straight in my mind. Your wife was a stockbroker, but then she was visiting New York?
I don't need to be insulted.
Sir, I'm not trying to insult you. I just want to get the story right. If I want to help your family.
My three daughters and I. Hello?
I'm here. Three daughters.
I meant to say what I had said before. I didn't mean to say three. My son can't sleep at night because of this. My daughter cries herself to sleep at night. They lost their mother in the worst terrorist attack in the history of...
Okay, can you hold on, sir, and I'm going to put you on hold?
Yeah, okay, sure. Why, so you can talk behind my back?
No, I'm not going to talk behind your back, and I'm not going to do anything. Can I put you on hold, okay?
Look, forget the whole thing. I don't want anybody's money.
No, look, it's not that we don't want to give you money, and, you know...
You're asking me questions like I'm some kind of a criminal.
I didn't mean to ask. I'm sorry. Please don't hang up, okay?
Well...
Please don't hang up.
Okay.
I mean, there was a couple of things. 1-800-449-8686. His name is Don. He lost his wife in the World Trade Center attack. He has two daughters. One is eight. No, he has a daughter and a son. I'm sorry. He has a daughter and a son. One is eight. The other is 12. And as you can well imagine, they cry themselves to sleep at night. We're trying to help his family. He lives in Philadelphia. No, he lives in New Jersey. But he's having mail sent to his mother's address in Los Angeles. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show, and Don. Don, are you there?
Yeah.
Don Cutter lost his wife, Mary, in the World Trade Center attack, and we're talking to him about raising his two daughters, correct?
Yes, sir.
And, forgive me, things are running so fast. Your wife's name is Barbara?
Yes, sir. Barbara.
How old was she when she died?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
How old was your wife when she died, September 11th?
She was 30.
She was 30?
Yeah, she was 30, right.
All right, let's go to another call, and we're hoping to raise some money for your family, and 1-800-449-8686. And your wife was a stockbroker who was working at the World Trade Center, but she wasn't working there anymore, but she came back to visit. Is that it?
You know, you're asking me a lot of questions, sir, that make me think that you think I'm a liar. And
no, I'm just trying to find out the family history, okay? I'm just trying to...
Because I don't need your money, all right? I don't need...
No, please don't hang up, okay? I'm not trying to insult you.
My wife was visiting a friend of hers there at an office in the World Trade Center.
All right, hold on, okay?
Yeah.
Here is Diane on the Phil Hendry Show. Diane, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes.
Don, I'm trying to talk to the man who lost his wife. I'm just wondering, there seems to be some inconsistencies in your story. I just turned
on
the radio.
All I'm saying is I'm trying to get my children something to eat.
Right. Well, I mean, how about all these funds for relief for the, the victims that are... Have you applied for any of those? I mean, I keep hearing there's $1 billion.
I'm taking a job in Japan, and I'm going to Japan in Asawa.
Taking your kids with you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and how many kids do you have again?
You know what, ma'am? I don't have to answer your questions.
Huh? Well, you know, if you want our money, I mean, you should.
Well, you're not. Are you going to give me any?
If
what do you mean, are you going to give me any? What kind of a...
Well, she's asking questions because she thinks that I'm... A liar, and I didn't need to call your show to be called a liar, okay?
Nobody has called you a liar. I don't think anybody has.
No, but you've had one daughter, then you had two daughters, and then when you went on break, Phil, you said he had a daughter and a son.
That's what I thought you said.
I do. I have a daughter and a son.
And then when you came back from the break, you said you have two daughters, and he acknowledged that there were two daughters. I mean, I can't figure out.
I lost my wife in the most worst terrorist attack in the history of the world, and I think you can understand I would be confused.
Well, would you be confused?
How could you be confused about your own kids?
Why don't I just make fun of?
So much?
Why don't I just make fun of somebody who died that you loved?
Oh, I'm not making fun of anybody.
Yes, you are. You're questioning
me.
You called up to.
I didn't ask you for any money.
Well, you did. You asked my screener.
I just try to get milk for my children. And if you're a mother, you'd understand wanting to give milk to a kid.
Oh, well, I'm a mother of six sons.
unless, of course, you can't give milk anymore, and I understand it.
Well, what has that got to do with it, sir?
I'm just very upset.
Well, what has that
again,
got to do
with it? Have you gone to any of the agencies that have over $1 billion that they're
giving
to the victims?
I would, but we have to leave town. We have to leave town.
Well, why
all right,
do you
look
have
at,
to
okay.
leave town?
All right, Diane, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to LT on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Phil, how you doing?
I'm leaving next week for China.
You might not want to insult this guy, but I sure will. I think he's a phony. I think you're a disgrace to the people that really lost relatives in that act, in that terror attack.
My wife was delivering flowers to the World Trade Center when that thing came apart.
You didn't lose nothing but your mind.
All right, LT, your phone is really bad, man. So keep checking back with that guy. I can't listen to his phone. Matt, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Don. I want to just say.
Hey, what's the problem with the phones here today? Okay, is it a limiter problem or what is it? Okay, let me talk to Matt. Matt, are you there?
Yes, I'm
all right,
here.
You need to quiet down because apparently there's a limiter on your phone that's clipping you, so maybe move away from the phone a little bit, all right?
How's that?
I'm not going to be yelled at.
Hey, Don, I'm not going to yell at you, buddy, but I want to tell you something.
My business isn't going well, and I have to leave town.
Well, let me tell you something.
You're destitute.
Your story is shot.
How do you figure?
In the World Trade Center, you are suffering from delusions of grandeur.
What do you mean my story's shot?
You have a mental problem. You need to get help if you
choose. Okay, I can't use that guy's phone either. I don't know what the problem is, but some of you guys have bought phones with those limiters that just clips everything, man. Here is Chris on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yes, this guy Don is full of it. His story has got more
holes
than anything I've ever heard.
Oh, I didn't call his program to get insulted.
Well, you're a liar, man. You were going to Japan, now you're going to China.
I'm sorry?
You had a girl named Alice. At first, you said that your wife worked for some company named Smith in the World Trade Center, and then when Phil mentioned Cantor Fitzgerald, you said, no, she worked for Cantor Fitzgerald. Then she was visiting your sister. Then she was visiting a friend. Now she's delivering flowers. Your story changes every 30 seconds,
no,
and you
because,
are a scammer.
Sir, I have lost my loved one.
How old was your wife when she gave birth to your first daughter?
Excuse me?
How old was your wife when she gave birth to your daughter?
She was 20. She was 20.
She died, and your daughter is 12. So how did she give birth at the age of 20?
I thought you meant my daughter, who's 10. You said my other daughter, who is...
No, yeah, how old is 12, your other daughter?
And your other daughter was 8.
Right. No, one was 10. That's right. She's 8. So She was 20. What's 30 minus 8? It's 22.
30 minus 8 is 22, not 20.
You're a liar, man.
Okay.
You're just trying to work
all right.
people
I'm
who
a liar because
feel bad
I lost my wife because I lost my wife at the World Trade Center.
You know what? The tears don't work, man. Nobody's buying it. Nobody's buying it.
Okay, I hope you never lose your wife, buddy. I hope she never gets murdered by a terrorist.
While visiting a friend or delivering flowers or working for Cantor Fitzgerald?
My wife was delivering flowers after she'd quit her job as a stockbroker.
Well, that's a real logical career move, isn't it?
I beg your pardon?
Well,
she was visiding
New York, but decided to deliver flowers at her new
she
job while visiting New York.
She needed some extra money.
What are you talking about now? Now I'm hearing this crap. Your wife visits New York.
Are you yelling at me?
What do you do for a living?
I'm sorry?
What do you do for a living?
I transfer things.
You what?
I'm in the transfer business.
I don't understand. What does that mean, you transfer things?
Look, my wife was in Tower 2.
No, wait a minute. Your wife was in Tower 2. You do what?
And she was 26 years old. That's what I was trying to say.
26 now, and you transfer things for a living. She was 30. Then she gave birth to your kid at 22.
Okay, fine. I don't want your money. My two children will go to bed hungry. They cry themselves to sleep because their mother isn't with them. The most horrible thing, and I cry when I think of where her body could be because they haven't done.
Man,
oh,
you
brother.
Are just a scam artist, and you're working on people
that really never
care.
And if your wife ever dies, I hope they find her body so you can at least have something to bury and not just a watch or shoes.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. The guy calls up, says his wife died in the World Trade Center thing. His story isn't adding up. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know what to do.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Okay, I have with me Don Cutter. He claims he lost his wife in the World Trade Center.
I'm Mr. Hendry, when you keep saying I claim I lost...
Well, sir, we've had a few people calling up. First you say your wife was working there as a stockbroker. Next you say that she was only visiting. Then you say she was actually delivering flowers, even though she was only visiting. She needed some extra money. You said you had a daughter and a son. Then you said you had two daughters...
I'm very distressed about what went on.
Yeah, I know you've made the point repeatedly. I got people calling up and asking me why I've got you on the air. I wanted to raise... You said you need money for your children.
My babies cry themselves to sleep at night.
Your babies cry themselves to sleep at night. I'm sorry.
Look, I want you to, just for a moment, sir, because I'm the one that came close to death, to listen to me, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, sir...
Would you please just listen to me for a minute, okay?
Go ahead.
I was in New York. We were all on the observation deck, and then suddenly everybody said, get out. So I grabbed the kids.
How many kids did you grab?
What?
How many kids did you grab?
I don't know what that's got anything...
No. Come on. How many kids did you grab? And you were in the World Trade Center?
Yes, my wife was downstairs delivering flowers.
So you were at the World Trade Center?
I was there because we were on vacation.
You were on vacation, but your wife's delivering flowers to the World Trade Center. Because you guys needed some extra money.
Yes, we ran out of... Our traveler's checks got stolen.
Didn't you have American Express?
We did.
Well, American Express will replace them.
Okay, no. Yes, that's right. Now you remind me. No, we didn't. We had a different bank, okay?
So now you had traveler's checks drawn on a different bank, and you didn't have enough money, so your wife decided to take a job delivering flowers to the World Trade Center, and you grabbed your kids. You were on the observation deck, and how many kids did you have?
I had...
How many did you have, sir?
Please don't yell at me.
How many kids did you have?
Three?
No, not three.
Four.
No.
One?
You had two.
That's right. It was two.
Yeah, that's right. It was two. Now you remember. And then you tell me you want the money that we raised for you tonight sent to some Los Angeles address because that's where you used to live. And, oh, yeah, that's your mom's house, but you live in New Jersey, and you got to get out of the country because you took a job in Japan. Oh, wait a minute. Make that China.
So now my children who have no mother are being laughed at.
They're not being laughed at. I'm asking you... To straighten this out, I'm on a hot seat here, man. I put you on the air tonight.
You won't be sorry, sir, because the money that we raised tonight will go to help my children get milk.
Yeah, help your kids get milk. Your 8 and 12-year-old kids, or was it your 12 and 10-year-old kid? Was it for your two sons or your daughter and your son? And was it when they were born, when your wife was 22 or when she was 20? And are they 8 when she was 30, having been born at 22? I don't understand your story.
Because I'm very distraught.
You could be distraught as... You could be crazy. You still know what your wife's name is. And by the way, what is your wife's name? Oh, we got to think about that one?
I know my wife's name, sir.
What is her name?
Barbara.
Oh, Barbara. Well, it was Mary, then it was Kathy. Today it's Barbara. Kathy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Phil. Now, I just actually kind of think this is a disgrace that you're even continuing with this. I mean, this is obviously not a true story. It hasn't been since the moment I started listening in.
A guy calls up and said his wife died in the World Trade Center.
She did.
Yeah, bull crap. I figure I got to hear the guy.
You got your radio turned up, ma'am.
I'm trying to...
Yeah, you got to turn it down.
What are you telling her that for?
Well, it's just a lot. lot of the shows I listen to.
Never mind, I'll do that. Okay, is that it, Kathy?
Yeah. Why are you continuing with this?
Okay, that was a
really interesting call, Phil.
Well, all right. Well, I just thought I'd...
Barbara Mary Kathy Cutter was her name.
Who?
My wife.
Your wife's name was Barbara Mary Kathy Cutter.
Yes, that's what I was trying to tell you. Oh, sometimes I call her by all three.
Sometimes she's Mary and sometimes she's Kathy.
Yeah.
And in the last couple of minutes, she was Barbara.
I don't know what you want from me.
What I want is a straight story, sir. I don't think I've been getting a straight story. That's all I'm saying. Here is Bert on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Phil, how you
yes,
doing?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Phil?
Yes, sir.
How you doing there? Is that my
okay, is that
to
it, Bert? Okay,
yeah,
see
I'm
you
here.
Okay, see you later, Bert. We gave you a shot. Goodbye. Here is Mike on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, you're really pissed, aren't you?
Yeah,
hey,
I'm
Phil,
pissed. I'm pissed about you.
Me? Hello?
Okay, we got any more calls to go to? Here's Michael on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Listen, this guy, I don't know what he's doing on the air and why he's saying...
Because I need money for my kids.
No, you don't need money. I don't even believe... First of all, you're making a mockery out of what, 6,000 people that died? And you can't be a con man because any decent con man couldn't make that many mistakes as you've made. It's called cracking
at a turn. I'm not making mistakes, sir. My wife...
You live in Jersey?
I beg your pardon?
You live in Jersey?
Yes, I certainly do.
What city do you live in Jersey?
I live on the coast.
What? Where on the coast? What city?
Over on the ocean, on the coastal. In what city?
Oh, so you must live in Camden then, right?
That's exactly right.
Camden is all the way inland. Get this bum off the air, will you? He can't say one thing that's true.
Where do you live, man?
I live in Atlantic City. I didn't know what he was asking me.
He was asking you, what town do you live in?
He said Camden.
Isn't that what you said? Isn't that where you said I lived?
How does he know where you live?
Question. Wait a minute. What county is Atlantic City in?
Okay,
why do
I have to be insulted when my children are starving and hungry?
Okay, look, just answer the guy's questions, all right? Because we got to know...
I don't have to be insulted.
We got to know. What was your question, Michael?
What county is Atlantic City in?
What county is Atlantic City in?
It's in Orange County.
It's in Orange County. We don't have an Orange County in New Jersey. It's in Atlantic County. Get rid of
right.
this guy.
Okay, that's right.
I don't know. You know what it is?
You know,
I don't think... Hey, Don,
you don't
have the nerve to hang up the phone.
Okay, have you ever lost a loved one in a building that exploded?
I'm 57 years old. Okay. I've lost a lot of loved ones.
Okay, then you know that
you're
forget sometimes...
You're worried about being insulted. Let's see if you got the nerve to hang up the phone. I think you're mentally ill.
We're not going to get any money for you, man. You came on my program and made me look like a jackass, all right? First you're living in Orange County, then you're living on the coast, then you live in Camden, which is in inland, and you're explaining it all away because you happen to be distraught over your wife's death. I understand a guy being distraught over his wife's death, but not to the point where he forgets what her name is or gives her three different names.
Her name is...
This guy is not a con man.
What is your name?
He wouldn't make that many mistakes, okay?
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly
He's
right.
Mentally disturbed.
But you're right.
Mentally
I'm not
disturbed.
I'm not a con man.
Well, then why don't you hang up the phone, because we are insulting you. You're a black liar, sir.
Have you ever received any
you've
help?
You've insulted us as Americans, and you've terribly insulted all of those people that died there. Why don't you go to Rockaway Beach and tell that story?
Where?
And they'll shred you up like a set of fringe.
Go to where?
Rockaway
Beach.
That's where I'm from.
Get out of here. And I got to get all the people calling up, busting on me because of this. As if, I can't believe it. I can't believe that anybody would take advantage of the tragedy in New York and Washington to scam money. Oh, you mean a lot of people are doing it? Oh, you mean it's in the newspaper? You mean it's in all the headlines? You mean he ain't the only one? Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Well,
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
And now the Phil Henry Show presents Chef Carl Chodilia, the fattest, most obese, disgusting, right on the verge of grease-induced thrombosis chef there is. He's large, and he's got lard-laden recipes for you. Here he is, Chef Carl Chodilia.
Chef?
Hey, everybody. How you doing? This is Chef Carl Chodilia. Let's just love it, man. Let's have ourselves a big Thanksgiving. We're going to have a big, rich Thanksgiving dinner and lots of grease and cream. So let's get out our cookbooks and get a nice beer. First, I'm going to pour myself a White Russian because I want to have a cocktail. goddamn. You know, I sound like I can barely talk because I'm so large and there's fat in my mouth. I have a fat mouth. And the reason for that is I eat a lot of food I eat. The song's called Volare, by the way. It's good. I wanna, before I cook, I always sing. So let me sing for you, okay? Volare.
Put the chef on the... Lay him on the floor. Lay him on the floor.
Clear. Ah, thank you very much.
All right, chef.
Oh, boy, it's like how White Russia had some cream laden. Okay, so let's get back to our recipe. Hey, you know, Thanksgiving's come up. It's a fantastic time. It's a time to take a big butterball turkey and you deep fry it. Boy, there's nothing a lot better when people say deep fry food because that means they're deep frying and they're crisping on the outside, all grease and fat and cream and butter going right to the middle of the turkey. Huh? Isn't that right? So get a big deep fryer, take that turkey, and shove it in and just cook it. Cook it until it's thick and it's soaked with grease, and you take it out top and shove the food. Don't even use utensils. Just cut off a big slice, use it, and then shove it in your mouth using the palm of your hand, just the heel of your hand, and shove it in there.
Chef Carl Chodilia will be back with more in just a moment.
Hey, everybody, this is Chef Carl Chodilia. I want to tell you all about my cookbook. You get my cookbook, and in it's going to be every kind of delicious recipe. So you get my cookbook. And you can look up anything you want to cook. Duck, beaver, bear, cat, dog, anything. It's fantastic. You wrap your lips around my beaver, you'll love it. That's the Chef Carl Chodilia cookbook.
Now back to Chef Carl Chodilia.
All right, where was I? Okay, now what you do is you inject the turkey with a heavy cream and then deep fry it until the cream becomes congealed and hardened, almost like plastic. And then you take that bird out and put it on a plate. It is delicious. Now comes the big one. I want you to surround a big turkey with strips of bacon. Take a big strip of bacon and a lot of bacon grease. Take them from a 4-H fattened pig. But you got to go to the 4-H club and go up the kid. Hey, kid, can I use your pig? I want to cook it lean it. And the kid goes, oh, no, oh, no. And you hit the kid. You let him slap him across the face and take his big fat pig. Take that pig over your house and stick a knife in it and kill it and then cook it. And then take all that fat pig grease and dump it all over that damn turkey. That's delicious. Now we're going to be back and tell you about dessert just a minute here.
Chef Carl Chodilia will be back with dessert in just a moment here on the Chef Charles, or whatever the hell his name is.
Carl Chodilia.
Carl Chodilia Show.
Hey, everybody, Carl Chodilia. You know one thing I love to do with my wife is after we have sex, I like to lay in bed and eat a bowl of pasta until all of the pasta juice is on the bed and my wife can't stand it and has to sleep on the floor. And you can do the same thing if you get the Chef Carl Chodilia cookbook. You'll make a big meatball, a big pasta and everything, and get in the bed and go... and then go... Your wife will be disgusted and she'll have to sleep in another room.
And now back to more of Chef Carl Chodilia here on the Carl Chodilia Show.
Okay, so we've told you so far how to deep fry that turkey and then go to the 4-H club and take a kid's pig away from him and stab it and cook it. Now let's take that beautiful mass of stuffing. That's right, you gotta stuff a turkey. All right, now take that big, for the stuffing, mix a fat drench with breadcrumbs and cream so thick the spoon stands up by itself. That's what I want you to do. Take the cream and fat and grease and take it from underneath the sink. You know those big cans that your mother puts the bacon drippings in? Take the grease and stick it down with some cream and shove a spoon that stands up straight. Then you know you have it. And you pour that inside a turkey, okay? And then sew it up and throw it into an oven and light the house on fire and burn it down. And then when you put the house out, the turkey should be cooked.
Yes, it's been the Chef Carl Ciudulia Show. For more recipes, write Chef Carl Ciudulia in care of this station.
Bill Hendricks. Flashback.
That cat is solid, isn't he, Carl Ciudulia? I'll tell you, and if you'd like a copy of Chef Carl Ciudulia's recipes, you contact the Phil Hendry Show. We'll see what we can do. All right, we have a kind of a little controversy going on about the bit that we did this hour concerning the fake guy wanting money. By the way, the voice of the fake guy was done by me. And I did my own voice, and people who called in were all bugged about the fact that this cat was, you know, scamming money. They didn't know who the guy was. Well, this is a made-up guy. And there's a little bit of, you know, people calling and saying, that was really in bad taste. That was really in bad taste? Does anybody in our listening audience, and then I can talk about other people's shows, but does anybody in our audience read a newspaper? That's just the question that I have right now. Do any of you people that I'm addressing right now, do you pick a newspaper up once a week even? Do you even sit down and watch CNN, like when there wasn't the World Trade Center thing? Because all over the place, in every single newspaper that you want to read, on every website, day after day after day, are the stories of people scamming the Red Cross or scamming the Liberty Fund and trying to get money, claiming that they were the victims of the World Trade Center attack or that their relatives were. Now, this has been going on since September the 11th. And what do I get? This is what I get. Oh, that was in really bad taste, Phil. Bad taste? We exemplified it. We actually held it up. We showed it to you. We gave you a shining example of a guy that wasn't even all that good. My wife's name is Mary Barbara Kathy. All right, here is Chad on the Phil Hendry Show. Chad?
Hey, Phil.
How you doing?
Hey, listen, Phil, I was one of those people that was a little bit leery at first, but I really appreciate the way you wrapped up that bit.
Leery of what?
Well, I mean, it was a national tragedy. People lost their lives.
Absolutely, and there were people, there's people taking advantage of that.
Exactly. That's why I really appreciate the way you came back at the end and exposed that for what it is, that people will take advantage of any kind of circumstance that they can. So I just wanted to say I really appreciate the way you wrapped that up.
I like the way that we executed it from beginning to end.
Well, yeah, I had a question, actually.
Go ahead.
When you're doing the bit, do you kind of plan out or have an outline ahead of time?
Yes, and we totally had that outline. And there's no way that anybody can say that we were doing anything other than showing the world, showing the national radio audience, the absolute total scam that is being perpetrated right now by real live human beings trying to steal money from the Red Cross, trying to steal money from the Liberty Fund, trying to steal money from any number of organizations that have raised money for the World Trade Center victims. You want to talk about people that are taking advantage of innocence? Those are the people. We just gave you guys a snapshot of it. So you ought to take that anger and that wrath and say, look what Phil did. He just showed us what a bunch of scumbags are out there. We're going to go after those scumbags. This whole thing, this killing the messenger for the message thing, I always love that. That was like back when the Sopranos were getting popular. People wanted to take the Sopranos off the air. Rather than go after the mafia, rather than go after La Cosa Nostra and say, well, this is an evil that should be uprooted. No, let's just kill the Sopranos because they're telling us about the mafia. What the hell kind of sense does that make? It doesn't make any sense. People lose their jobs and they lose fortunes behind that kind of thinking all the time. I'm Chef Carl Ciudulia. And we'll be back with more in just a moment. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendrieshow.com. Get your backstage pass. It's worth it. Subscribe to the Phil Hendry Show website today.